Blog Talk Radio.
You, I didn't know that you had me live.
The views, opinions, and statements
started.
Made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Good evening, y'all. Good afternoon.
Top of the day to you. Here we are with Radio Podcast with PACE, your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, and my co-host,
Ebony Walters.
Acting crazy already.
This has been a morning already. That's all.
We just have to get us a director going on up here because she can't do it. You know, have me live, checking my teeth and everything.
I told her, I explained to her, we have to go ahead and go live in 2 minutes. I gave her a whole, you've been over here
Where
over
my
an
makeup
hour.
Crew? I need a makeup crew.
When they start paying us for the makeup crew. Okay. Right now, I got you.
When we hit that subscribe button.
This is your makeup crew.
Okay.
Vaseline and gloss.
Wow.
And tissue.
That's for dark-skinned people. Light-skinned people.
Oh, here we go.
For 24 hours, put on your lipstick, then you smear with a little gloss. It's there for the rest of the day.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. My bad. I'm not a makeup connoisseur, though.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. So,
how you been?
Ah, been good. How you,
you
been?
Look good.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You. I took a bath today.
Oh.
It was bathing day today.
Oh, that's why we were smelling weird last week. I thought it was just
it
the
wasn't
shrimp.
A bathing day that day.
I thought it was the shrimp. So, how are we doing this weekend? What's going on?
Well,
we got some
shine.
Uh-oh.
Is that safe?
Ebony, happy
birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebony's birthday will be this Friday.
Yes, it will.
So you guys can throw in the chat or you can send a link or text and say happy birthday, Miss Ebony.
That's
happy
right.
birthday, Ebony. How old will you be? Okay.
Older than last year.
How about that?
No, I'll be 43. I'm not ashamed of my age.
Don't
I'll
be
40 years old.
You will be 43 on Friday?
I'll be 43.
Wow.
43.
You look
so
young.
43.
Yeah, I would stay with that term, but I'm not because some people may get offended.
Yeah, let's not then.
You know that the part of the don't crack?
Black does not crack. I'll say Black
you look,
don't crack.
You look, your skin tone and everything is just marvelous.
But you know, I've had issues with skin over the years with stress and stuff, and so I've been to a dermatologist,
really?
So I use a certain regimen that
okay.
I do every day.
Okay.
And it's about what I eat, too. And I eat lots of salmon, which helps for your skin.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I used to use oil of Olay.
That's for the lighter skin. We can't use oil of Olay.
No bumps.
Uh-uh.
My oil of Olay.
I can't use it. It's too oily for
You know, we're not getting paid for this, so we should not be advertising anybody's product.
Exactly. Okay. So what is our salt? Let's see.
No, shout out. You
okay.
got some shout out? Shout out for your birthday.
Yes.
Okay. And shout out to all of our employees out there.
Yes.
That may be going through some tumultuous times and sickly and family members that are sick. We want to give a shout out to you that you are in our prayers. And keep in touch with us. Let us know what's going on with your illness, not just with COVID, with everything.
Yes.
You know, when you're down and out and sick or you had death in the family, so that we can communicate with you and give you some good well wishes or sympathy wishes. So we want you to keep in touch with PACE, Ebony or myself. For the city employees, you know that we're know our numbers and we're on the email.
Yes, that's right.
So,
in the city email.
City email, yeah.
It's three Ebony's, though, with the city of Atlanta,
oh, yes.
three Ebony Walters.
Yes.
So make sure my picture comes up on it.
If someone is hollering, hey, Eb, hey, I can't
Hello.
Read you. I got to put my glasses on to see who that is.
That's a friend of mine from way
hey,
back
Ebby,
in school.
How you doing?
Cedaro. Hey, Cedaro.
Okay.
Back in school.
So,
trying to support
the everybody. Song of the week.
The song
you know,
of the week.
We always do songs of the week. So, you know, like I said, we need a director. Here she go. We got to wait. If you put the cup down, you might can hit it. She's saying it's tea in that cup.
It's tea. I promise you it's tea.
Grinning and skinning since I walked in here.
It's nothing else but tea in there.
So
let's
the song
go to
of the day is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Keep your head to the sky. And, of course, we don't have the rights to this music, so it's not too much mm-hmm. we can play on it.
Yeah.
If we can play any of it at all. But you all know Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes, that's a, it's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for the commercials to go.
But.
That's a good little couple.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And this is just the audio, so it's not even the words to it. What did that take you?
Because we can't get sued for playing a song we don't have rights to. But the song of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements of the universe.
Yes.
So, Ibby, getting into the show, what's our inspiration?
If you want to fly, and I'll say it again, if you want to fly,
if you want to fly,
you have to give up everything that is weighing you down.
Well,
if you
want to
fly.
If I did that, I really be flying. I don't like to fly.
You don't like to fly?
Oh, I don't fly.
Me either.
I drive.
But
I can say if I don't. Oh, you got too many tricks.
I do, darling. I'm sorry.
This is her birthday week, so please.
Excuse me. Or not.
So, movie of the week. Oh, my gosh. I got one.
What?
Godzilla versus Kong. Woo! What a movie.
I didn't know you was a fan.
I'm
Godzilla fan. I'm a Marvel fan. Those are my movies that I get. I was laying in the bed Saturday morning before our meeting, and I was like, oh, my God, no. I thought he was going to kill.
Kong up for a minute. Oh,
he did, but Kong.
I kind of like Kong.
Kong is handsome. He a sexy little gorilla. He a sexy gorilla. Kong, come on now. He has charisma. You know how to treat a woman. Kong, Godzilla,
oh,
Kong.
Going up, that COVID shot really got to your head.
I'm just saying, think about it in the
You're
movie.
Talking about Kong treats
King
women.
Kong, King Kong. He was very gentle with her.
That was a little girl.
It doesn't matter. He's a beast. It's like Beauty and the Beast. He's good. I like Kong.
Well, I like Godzilla to a point because Godzilla was kicking too much butt.
But Godzilla's
Godzilla was kicking tail. But you guys, that was a good movie. If you're into that kind of movie.
Somebody said a sexy gorilla.
A sexy gorilla? Who is that?
Cassandra.
I take that. A sexy gorilla.
Yes,
you're right.
Sexy.
That's her. But anyway, so it was a good movie. You all get a chance to see it. It's entertaining if you're into that. I am Marvel.
I watched it three times already.
Yeah, she said she watched it three times. I can't complain because I watched Black Panther 7 times. I went to the movie to see it 4 times.
That's a good one.
Black Panther. I hate him to see. So.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a guy. That was a sexy gorilla.
Yeah.
If you want to call him, he was sexy.
I'm not
going to
call him a gorilla. That's that light skin thing because he's dark skin. You call him a gorilla? That's how we're doing that? He wasn't a gorilla at all. He was a human being. So anyway,
will we pick and choose where we want to be racist?
I think
that's how racism is.
That's
you
how
pick
works.
And choose.
You pick and choose
whatever side that you want to be on at that time of the day.
For you.
Yeah. Well, tonight I'll be white. I got somewhere to go.
You got. Do we have any other shout outs?
Any other shout outs? No. Just you can put it in the chat box. We can see. She did a fantastic job now.
They
put that in here. So let's talk about the hot topic.
All right. Did you see over the weekend, first, our mayor, current mayor, Ms. Keisha Lance Bottoms, do her interview?
Someone sent me the link.
I saw the link. So briefly, because we don't do politics, but we just going to briefly, and I have ink on my hands. An ink pen has just burst in my hand. I'm sorry. I'll keep my hands down. But what did you think about it? The link, the come on. That's it? Okay. Move it right along. So now we have.
Well, you know, if you be quiet, you won't have to get in trouble. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she spoke well.
That's my first time really hearing her speak.
And the amount of money that she raised.
I didn't even know her monotone, her tone. I really, the couple of words when she used to be on council.
Yeah.
But to actually hear her talk like that, mm-hmm. On the radio. And I'm like, wow, that's her voice. Now I can, I mm-hmm. even recognize people's voices and stuff. But anyway, I heard that Kasim Reed, the former mayor, mm-hmm. supposed to be allegedly endorsing Antonio Brown. And that's what's out there. I'm not making this up, folks. This is what I'm hearing. Don't know if it's true or not. We just bring you hot topics.
They say
gossip.
We're too messy. We're messy.
Are we really messy?
Really?
Let me get messier, because you know I'm
messy. I see you being messy.
But anyway, so we got this new lady, some attorney. What's the attorney's name that's supposed to be running for mayor?
Never heard of a Sharon Gray, something like that. Sharon Gray.
Anybody
Sharon
heard Gray. Of her? I mean, who is
Does
she?
Does anybody know who Sharon Gray is? She's an attorney. I don't know.
I should have put my daddy in the run for mayor.
You should have. My grandbaby should have put his
everybody
run for mayor.
For mayor.
Breaking
up boats, that's all that is. But,
maybe,
you know,
maybe.
Wish her luck if she's coming in.
Yep.
We'll see what's going on. So far we know Antonio Brown, allegedly, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms rerunning.
Mm-hmm.
She's running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And this new attorney,
Sharon A. Gray. Now, the only one that we are really familiar with is city council member.
Felicia Moore.
Now, we are familiar with her. I can only speak on her behalf. I mean, you know, what have I known or dealt with her?
With
that's
her.
It. The other ones, I have no idea really what they, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, we're moving along, but
yeah.
Congrats and kudos to all that's planning on running, and we wish you well.
Yeah.
Hope, you know, we'll see how this pans out later.
And hope they decide to work with Pace doing whoever gets it.
Yes.
Just work alongside Pace. That's all.
But one thing I would hope that we don't have 15 and 20 again. Remember running for mayor.
Yeah.
Come on. That's a little bit much.
Yeah.
You know if you're going to get a lot of votes or if you're going to. Don't mess up. Let's be real with this thing and do the right thing. And you folks get out there and vote that can vote.
Yeah.
So moving right along. Do we have anything else in hot topics to discuss?
Well, the main topic that we are, can you handle it? And I guess that goes along with it.
Can you handle it? That sounds like Larry Graham. He had a song like that.
Can you handle it?
Can you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
What can we not handle it? What can we handle, Skippy?
Well, with the year again of craziness, you have the pandemic still going. You have racial divide still going. You have people without a job.
Wow.
So you have money issues. You have, the Braves, the game. They're not even playing the game. That's
right.
Going to cost some money.
That's because
they're losing money.
Yeah.
So the voter suppression. We just have a lot going on. And with all that's going on, you know, we want to make sure that the people are okay. So we want to make sure that, how are you handling everything that's going on now? Some people may have to take anxiety medication 2 steps away from myself. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just a lot going on. And we want to know how is everybody handling everything right now.
And what it behooves me is how do you stress someone out working from home? By, you know, and what I'm hearing and people are sending me audio, you guys out there, listen, y'all got to be careful what you're saying on these phones. Managers,
yes,
supervisors, teleworking, and so these folks are recording you.
And
stuff that some people that I'm hearing said, you know, that ain't cool. And if you're a PACE member, we may be representing you from being terminated. So you got to be careful how you're talking to these folks and whooping and hollering and screaming at people in the phones and doing all that kind of stuff. So just be mindful of all of that.
Yeah, you have to. You really do.
So when we talk about the vaccine, when you was talking about pandemic and the COVID, how are you handling that?
Mm-hmm.
We got some people, you know, that can't take the vaccine. And then I've heard, I'm checking it up because I don't like, this is still a hot topic gossip. I heard that there's about 45 million religious, some groups of the religious people have gotten together and said they refuse, they're not going to take the vaccine for whatever reasons. But I need to clarify that and clear that and read that up on myself. I myself am still battling with that choice right now due to, as some of you all been on our podcast before, when I was in the military where I've experienced a bad result of taking the swine flu vaccine. And so at this point, I'm not very comfortable of taking. Why you laugh every time I mention this?
I'm reading.
No, you're not. This got something to do because you took the back seat.
No.
Whoop, they did.
I did take it, so I'm just saying.
She took it.
And I'm okay.
But she's been crazy ever since she took it.
A little bit.
Not
I might have been
about
crazy
it.
Already.
Did you hear her say she might have to take some anxiety medicine? Now, she wasn't
That's
checking
normal,
about that.
That's normal, though. Now, in this day and age and time, think about it. Mm-hmm. And with what it is that we do, we have to deal with every day. And then after the email, we receive it. Okay.
Tell it.
Okay, because I'm going to tell it anyway. Okay. So we have a new department head in our department,
which is
Department of 911, the communications department. And our communications department, first of all, we work for 911. We answer the call. And
somebody say it sounds like a side effect to you. That's right, Cassandra. It is a side effect from the vaccine. Don't let her fool you. Go ahead.
Anyway, to our blog talk, people that don't see us on the actual YouTube, Gina is really acting up. I hope if you're on blog talk, you can log into actual YouTube and see Gina acting up today. But anyway, so it's already a high-stress job. Okay,
right.
We know that.
Gotcha.
We know our staffing is crazy. It's low. And this past weekend, we was working this weekend, we had about 4 employees to call out. And at this point, It just could be stress. People are just, they burn out.
Right.
I get it. But you do need to come to work if you're able to come to work. But I get if you're burned out, you're burned out. So we had 5 people on our phone, and we had about 17 calls holding in the pendant.
Just 5 people?
With 5 people answering the call. For the city of Atlanta, which is a 6-zone area,
from
Martin Luther King to Howell Mill, all the way to Boulevard, to Cheshire Bridge. We handle all of this.
Big area.
So you only had 5 call takers to answer the call.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's horrible, and we have to do better. I mean, we did speak with the director of 311 last week. He had some really good ideas.
Ken Butler. Oh, yes.
Yes, I love the way he talked. He
mesmerized me.
He, I mean.
On that virtual meet, I was then, you know, to keep me from talking.
Yes.
It takes
a long time to keep her quiet, as y'all can see. But come on, I got some apple cider water now.
Oh, okay. What is that supposed to do?
It's supposed to attract them to
it. Oh, that's country.
Anyway, so
she got chicken, so chickens in the backyard, so wouldn't matter.
So anyway, our administrative staff has now come up with some extra rules outside of the SOP that we have currently. Not probably getting in trouble tomorrow, but outside of the current SOP we have in the city muni code of our policy. They're coming up with other things. And one of which is if you call out on the weekend days, which is our most busiest days, then if you call out 2 times, you have to have a doctor's note. But the city code and the muni code and the SOP states that, you know, you have up to 3 days before you can get. And we just had this talk.
Just had it with
the meeting. We just had the meeting.
So disheartening.
So we're kind of just, I mean, it's just bringing stress, more stress to a stressful environment already.
Because you're not going to make, you know, you can't make people do things they don't want to do.
No, you can't.
You cannot make, no matter how many rules, no matter how many threats. No, you cannot make somebody do something. As a leader, you have to empower them. You have to come up and vet them, let them vet in, make them a part of the decision-making so they can feel that, like we talked about, colleague to colleague.
Yes.
When you don't show up to work, you impact me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a team, we impact the city. But for them, the leaders that come and said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to... Those folks at this point don't care because
they'll
be at work.
The culture already has been set. The tone has been set. The culture is already there. So this is just going to create more problems. You think we had 4 or 5 people this Saturday?
Yeah.
We'd be lucky if we have 2 come in. So
that's sad. That's sad.
It's going to be
The union has tried to work it out with the major. The captains seem to be very responsive and very receptive for the interpersonal communication that we have with labor management and the union. And so, unfortunately, you know, we had to send an email over to the major and let him know, you know, we want to see some data. We want to see what's going on, what making you come up with some different rules and regulations out of the code and to justify this, because
yes.
we bought up some suggestions. We bought up a person that's very fluent in this kind of
yes,
environment to share some takes on what can be some processes they can try out to see if that would help. And
mm-hmm.
you came up with some ideas to build up morale for the 911 call center.
Yes.
And again, we got some a leader that's just not willing
just
to,
the culture, the leadership that we're getting. Yeah, and exactly. So with the police culture, even though the previous admin was not police, she was not sworn, they have that, the way that they manage.
I call it the blue code.
Yeah, well, the blue code, as she called it. But it's not, the less that we can keep the employees not aware of something, the better. But that's the wrong way to do it.
Right.
Because if you can tell me why we're doing something, the reasoning behind it, I can support and I could back you up more.
And that's called vetting, when I say
yeah.
to vet with the employee.
Yeah.
And suddenly just feel, well, I don't have to, because I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to weigh in and get your
that's
approval.
That's what it is.
But that's that crazy mindset.
And it could be a little bit of arrogance. It
yeah.
could be a little bit of the
not
way they make. Yeah, not knowing. So, I mean, it's just unfortunate.
Well, I've always felt that a civilian, a professional,
mm-hmm.
experienced
mm-hmm.
civilian should be running that 911 call center.
And I believe that position is still open for civilian. They just put sworn
we
in there because they
somebody,
can just move
we need to
sworn,
get
you know, how they
there.
Do it. But
yeah.
it's a problem. And one of the other things is now with the, so if I put in for a vacation day for, let's say, April 9th, which just happens to be a very special day.
Her birthday.
Okay. I'm glad you keep it up. So if I put in for April 9th to be off for a vacation day, I get denied. That means I can't take that day. They're saying either the books are full, they have enough people off that day already, but I put in a day too, and I got denied. Then April 9th comes, and I don't show up for it. I call and I say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm going to use an SO day or a comp day, whatever. I'm not coming in today. So when I get back to work, I skip the warning. I skip the counsel form. It goes straight to OPS, a package.
That's more or less ready to really do some harm to your
that's the
personnel.
Yes, exactly.
And I feel that that's wrong. Not feel. I know that's wrong. Because, you know, you can say one half of the eggs and how you say it, you know, you got that chicken coop out there. What's that thing? What half a dozen of eggs, a basket or something. But anyway. I could say, you know, one person might really, truly, irony got sick. But my conscience as an employee, I would go ahead and bring a doctor's note in to say
yes.
I was literally sick.
Yeah.
I don't have to, but I would because of that to offset something
mm-hmm.
like that. But at the same time, if we had control and quit being so hard-nosed on these employees, if they got the time, let them take their time. You need to structure your center where you would have people come into work and you have your schedule. Well, first of all, you need to staff.
First, that's the problem right
you
here.
Need to staff.
You need to staff. So with us do
what's
having...
What's going on with that?
Well, with us do having a limited amount of staff, you know, some of the employees are, they do understand and they know, you know, hey, okay, I can't get the day off because you have, on this day, you're already scheduled to have this amount of people, which is already short enough. So, okay, I won't be that extra burden. Some of them do that, some of them. But then not all, and they don't have to. You know, that's their vacation time. They can take
right.
whenever they want to. So I'm not saying that they need to, but
right.
that's their right, too. And I work both sides of it, so I know how both sides can be.
But
they did hire some more employees. And it's not even about the job itself. It's just a hard job. It's not for
everybody. Everybody can't do that
so
job.
That's one reason why we just can't keep people. Because somebody, whereas I can hear a gunshot or hear a mother crying for a baby that's dying or something to that nature, and I have to sound extreme, but that's extreme as it can get sometimes. But whereas I can handle it, you might not. And so the first couple of weeks, you're okay. But when you get that call, you like, listen, this job ain't for me. I'm out the door. And I'm not sure how the process when they're hiring, what are they telling the people? One young man told me they hired him and he was like, I know we're going to not have weekends off. I said, you're never going to see a weekend, period. Or they not telling you this. So they have to, if they are, then I digress. But if they are not, You have got to be upfront. When I started that job, that was the first thing they said. Don't expect to see a holiday again. Oh.
Who wants a job like that?
They tell you coming in the door.
But why don't they look at part-time people?
Because, and our part-time people that we have, we really can't depend on them.
So you all do have part-time people?
We do have part-time people.
Wow.
But we can't really depend on them. Wow. So I understand, like I said, both sides of it. It's hard on both sides. But if we were completely fully staffed, and if you want to stay completely fully staffed, you need to treat the employees. And it's not even just management that don't treat the employees right. It's management, it's supervisors, and it's the outside ring.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm lobbying, throwing my hat in for Mr. Kenneth Butler to run the communication center.
Hey.
I think if I had a magic wand and I could say give you a 90-day, 120-day trial basis to go over there and see if you can straighten it out and get some motivation, I sure would just ding, I'd be with Twinkle, and see what he can do because... Yeah. It, you know, we went through this route with sworn officers running the center. We went through with the civilians. We found that the civilians are more capable or needed to run that center and not the blue coats because the blue coats have
their own ethics
of this strong director. And then you guys got a lot of women.
A lot of women.
And you got a man that's over there running that thing.
They don't
that
understand.
Has no
women have
no empathy,
health issues unlike
nothing.
Men. And so a lot of these women, unfortunately, they have fibroid issues with their monthlies. A lot of these women, and
you
I had surgery. I put
you?
It out there because men don't understand that. So to tell a woman, oh, you can suck it up and be okay. They come in there with heating pads and they just bad off.
You know, and I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to put it out there as much as I can. You need a civilian leader running that 911 call center. And the fact that we have been promoting for this for a while. So, kudos to the majors or whoever's sworn over there that's running that 911 center to a point. But we need civilians over there. If you're not going to be union friendly, if you're not going to treat those employees. I got a letter from somebody. What does it say here?
No weekend.
Somebody put in here, who's
this?
Yeah, you know I got to see. No weekends and no holidays, slavery. That's exactly what, you know, thank you. Shout out to the chat that just came in. And the thing is that I did get a letter from a member that was in the clothes that said it's like slavery.
And
she
wants her reparations.
She wants her reparations. And that's sad. And that was an actual letter of someone in despair about that 911 call center.
And that was received about 3 weeks ago. We got
Yeah. And it said it's getting worse. So we're going to do the best that we can do to fight for those employees out there. So you guys hang in there as best you can. Try to come to work, though. Try to. I know it's hard. I know this is rough. But please try to come to work. Do what you need to do for your own colleague. If you're legitimately sick, you're sick. But come to work. I know you're burnt out. And we reached out to, so that you all would know,
right,
we reached out to EAP, the
Cassandra Govan.
Right.
And I had a great conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversation.
Because we want her to come out and do what she do to the police and just decompress and talk
to them. She said she wanted to give some classes on effective communication, which she's like, and I know that sounds crazy because y'all are communication. I said, no, it doesn't. Because we, to be a communications department, unfortunately, we are the worst at communicating with each other. We just don't communicate.
Yeah, that happens.
We just don't. So she had some really good things to say that she wanted to come in and bring and just kind of gear us to better communicate with one another.
Someone said, that's ridiculous.
It is.
T. Trinity, yes, it is ridiculous, but this is the actual reality of what those employees are going through. And, you know, and you got to imagine me, not you, but me as someone that don't work in that center, but I know and hear all of the pleas and the cries of the employees that you're on this phone, you got two big screens here, four, you got these big monitors up here, bells going off, lights flashing.
I want them to get rid of those bells.
All of these bells, that means somebody's holding.
That means
ding,
the light
ding,
is
ding, 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 ding. And then you got to deal with T. tell them, finding out what's going on in this ear,
yes.
knowing where to send the police officer and the fire mm-hmm. dispensers on this end, and then you got some supervisor, manager that just got on you about something that was ridiculously crazy.
Yes.
You can't take off. They've already denied you. You're not feeling well. You're scared of the COVID-19. You done had some issues at home. Mm-hmm. Your baby's sick. Your mama's sick. Your husband and you're not getting along. All it is, and you got to come to work and work 8 hours. At the end of your 8-hour shift, 5 minutes before you get off, they tell you you got to do mandatory 4 hours overtime because other people are not coming in because they're burnout. It is ridiculous. You are 100% correct. And it says those employees need some Hennessy just to get through a shift. And they probably already own the Hennessy coming there. And that's why one lady dropped it. You remember that one lady? That's funny, but it's true. And it said one lady came in there. What did she say when she said, I think she was on something too, when she said,
we had employees come to work.
And when she got up and walked out and said they're on what?
Oh, autopilot.
She was on anything. Oh, my God. She had been on something.
She wasn't on anything. She had worked a whole shift. And she was waiting for her. So they don't do the four-hour holdovers, but they'll do a 45-minute holdover to where the next shift coming in, they go ahead and take their break as soon as you come into work. And so she hadn't had her relief yet. And she was trying to figure out, where my relief at? And so they hadn't gotten there yet. Next thing you know, she said, don't go about to be on autopilot.
That was
thing, we looked around,
thing.
She walked off and sure
it
enough,
wasn't funny because it impacted civilians out there.
It impacted the officers.
And it
they
impacted everybody.
Yeah, when
right.
they raised you, they
but
need, you
the
need to go there.
That she said, these calls are now on autopilot.
She goes.
Miss Trinity, she must have been on some Hennessy at that time. So, yes, I'm sure. And it was a double shot. She said, make it a double shot. So, yeah, it was a double shot.
Yes.
But not to take away from the seriousness of it, and then we're going to move on to the
next topic.
But we are going to 911 people out there and the officers that are listening and the fire folks that are listening, we're going to do our best pace to try
yep.
to get some medium to help you guys get the help that you needed assistance with the 911 center and to help the 911 center employees get the leadership that they need to help empower them
and it's
to come
tough.
To work.
It's tough. But if you can get the right person in there with the right way to manage, knowing that I can't manage you, you can't manage me, I can only lead you to take the thing out of my neck so I can breathe a little bit.
Right.
If you take that a little thin, take your knee out of my neck, whatever it is, then I can actually think a little bit clearer maybe, and then I can see things the way you show me, and then we can work together. But this, the way that they do things is just, and it's always been like that. So,
but we had it straightened out for a minute.
But she's gone.
Yeah. And
I miss you, Pritchett.
Because she didn't have the support that she needed to have.
She didn't.
And that's the sad part.
And that's what they're all running up to. So they have somebody that's over them, and that's who we got to get to. Those people that's over the management that's over us.
Okay.
So until we get to that point, we'll still be doing the same thing.
Someone said, take a break as soon as you arrive to work. Yeah,
we do.
As soon as you get to work. Isn't that crazy?
And that never had made any sense to me because what the whole thing to do that is for that 45 minutes. So I get mm-hmm. I get off at 11 o'clock, but most people know I don't get off until 11:45 because morning watch is going to be short. So if morning watch is short, they, for that 45-minute period, well, 30 minutes, 15 of which we have roll call, 30 is your break. You go ahead and let them take their break. That way they'll have that everybody on the phone for the next 4 hours. They don't leave. But most people, I'm going to sit there for 30 minutes. You think I ain't finished for 4 hours? I'm getting up. I'm taking a break. I'm going to the bathroom as many times I need to just so I can get out. It's really not helping. So it's kind of like we keep doing the same thing over and over. It's no real change. It's just
because we at one time, listeners, we had some folks that was urinating on themselves because they were scared to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they're going to be rolled up. It was that bad. And Paige stepped in and was able to get that resolved. Henceforth, we got rid of the city decided to release the other person, and we had the Miss Pritchett that came in.
She was the best
one you had. But she
had a lot to learn, but she was willing, and she worked with Pace. Every idea she had,
she
brought it
by.
She said, "Hey, what you think?
Yes.
Can we do this? Well, you tell me what we can do." And that's what it is, because you want to stay in tune with what the policies and the procedures are. That's all that Pace does. It helps you stay in line and not get too far. And if those employees that are repeat offenders,
right. We got rules.
You can get them out of there.
We got rules and regulations for that.
So
why hinder the other ones that's doing the right thing when you just get the ones that's not doing the right thing and do your progressive steps of discipline?
That's it.
The problem is that when you have sworn officer running a civilian group, they're treating them like sworn officers.
And we're not.
You can't do that.
We're not.
Because they follow, the civilians follow under the general employee guidelines of policies and procedures, which is for all employees, but there is a code blue, what they call the blue code.
She's
going to
keep saying it's blue code.
No,
I don't know if you got this on TV or where she gets the blue code.
Somewhere, but code blue, I think that's when you're in the hospital and you don't make it.
So I need to say
blue code. Let's flip that around and say the blue code. So they got this blue code, you know, the brotherhood.
Yeah.
And so they can handle talking.
Yeah, they can
being
do that, but not
strong
us.
Or mean to
not
each
us.
Other,
no.
But not the civilians, especially
no.
not to the women in here. And so we're going to move on, though. I don't want to beat up 911 to next week. But
where's HR all this mess?
Where's HR all this mess? Madness? Well, HR has birds, crickets.
We
got to get a sign of crickets.
I know.
HR,
I don't get paid enough,
Gene. Department of Human Resources. Are working with us diligently. I have to give them props. They are Danielle Nichols and Michael Kirkwood.
Yes.
That team has been working with us, and they helped us out a lot. But a lot of times, Pace has to go before council to get things done because it's politics, and we don't do politics.
Yeah,
I don't do politics.
Me either.
So, you know,
we're too messy.
Too messy, as said in
messy.
The chat. That's too messy.
Yeah,
so I just go straight to council, put it out there, what's going on, and try to partner with them, and we have a good relationship with them so far. And here I plead. And so thanks, kudos to Dustin Hillis and his team and all the council people that voted for that 30%, 25 to 30% increase in salary.
Because
to the 911 operators, that did help. That they definitely needed that. And we're working on them becoming entitled as being considered first responders.
Yes.
But we got to get some leadership in there that's going to have sympathy, empathy, know how to organize, and know how to strategize, and will work well with the union to get their center the way it needs to be the top-notch center in this whole country.
Yeah.
Atlanta can get there.
We can definitely get there.
Atlanta can get there. I have faith that Atlanta can get
with
there.
With the demographic that we have, the whole city of Atlanta, and it, like we said last week, it used to be an honor to work, to say I was a city employee.
Yes.
Our 911 center, when we go out to do training in different cities, and we're there, it's not usually a lot of us Atlanta people there, but if when I showed up to the one at Forsyth, and they asked you, give your introduction, where you from, now as soon as you say you from Atlanta 911 center, that's it. The conversation is done.
Yes.
They want to know more about you. That's it.
See, Atlanta used to be the melting pot.
Yeah.
Because I migrated from North Carolina to the melting pot.
Oh, yeah.
And the melting pot, I mean, Atlanta was the name. You come into LA, everybody wants to come to Atlanta.
Exactly.
Everybody was just the ATL.
Even still now. Yeah.
And still coming, you know. But we got to get back to where everybody's proud of Atlanta.
Yeah.
We got to build Atlanta back. Whoever's going to be get that seat again, if Mayor Bottoms or whomever is running. We need Atlanta to be the forefront where other municipalities are modeling from us, not us trying to model from them.
Because
we are a one-stop shop here in Atlanta.
We should be.
And to be proud of being in Atlanta.
We're
going to work on that.
So
let's jump. We're talking about all of that. Let's jump to another department of public works.
All right.
Now, that's my backdoor.
I wish I had an electrocution sound right now.
But Department of Public Works, as we know, they house fleet and they house sanitation.
All right.
Transportation used to be a part of Public Works, but transportation moved out of Public Works and became their own independent department.
Okay.
Don't know why that was about, but that's okay. As well as I feel that fleet should be its own separate department because, and we should be buying all the equipment and everything that needs to filter through Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're budgeted or have a piece of everybody's budget, and we monitor and audit and inspect on what they want to purchase.
And Fleet is where you work, correct?
I work at Fleet.
All right.
I order parts. I'm the supervisor that approved the ordering of parts to repair police vehicles. Isn't that irony of it? So we still comrades in a certain
way. Still comrades.
And so one thing I can say that's not that Department of Public Works have no control over yet, and we need to get it back, is that these police vehicles and these fire stuff, they're so old. You know, we need to get some updated equipment with the training for our mechanics
because
they can do everything. We got some good mechanics. Now, don't let them get it twisted.
Yes.
These folks are good. They just don't get their props because every time something goes wrong, it's always waiting on parts or mm-hmm. it's waiting on labor or something. These guys can actually break down engines. They can put in engines. They can do stuff. But again, it got to be managed correctly. You know, we had a No, we can't do none of that on the side. You might have to call them, after hours, because some of them, they have their own little business on the side. And of course, the city, the department that, was always the old management, old mm-hmm. regime we had, was always so afraid that somebody was stealing. The mechanics of the loyal little people were stealing. They was putting all these rules and stuff in place that was hurting their own self. Because if you catch someone stealing, you got discipline for that. So why are you trying to block something that's going to stop your SLA service level agreements or to hurt yourself to try to capture somebody before it gets done and then to come to find out you're the one stealing? Did you hear what I just said?
That's usually how it goes.
Did you hear what I just said? Not calling no names.
But they
still
there?
But no, they're all gone. So finally it got out. The investigation was done, and they went through. The city went through and swept out that whole level, top level. So you know it was some serious stuff.
Good.
But I couldn't never understand why you so busy trying to handcuff somebody from doing something,
and it's you,
and you the one stealing. Well, that's why. So the bottom line, we got new leadership now.
All right.
They've been very open with the union. They've been very receptive. Shout out to Mr. Jackie Robinson and Keith Robinson and all of them, Steve Thomas and the CEO, Justin Johnson, and going on down the line through all of our public works. So, that they've been working out, with us
mm-hmm.
and labor relations. And so one of the things that we're dealing with right now, I understand that we want to give a quick shout out to the Healing and Hope, the employee, I won't name the name, but had an accident, an injury that was very severe that he's still in the hospital.
Oh.
But it had to do an accident on the job where accidentally got electrocuted from touching the wires and something. So speaking of all of that,
get electrocuted.
Well, I don't know the whole story. I just know it was used in the home truck and it was a special project doing that. Special project, he accidentally hit the wire. I don't know the logistics, but he's injured. So that's what's important, that he gets better. So prayers go out to our fellow colleague in that injury and hope he pulls through and everything will be fine. But on the that's a somber note, but on the positive side of this, employees understand that when you're doing jobs and if it's something that you are not comfortable doing, or you don't know how to do, you need to inform your supervisor. Don't be afraid to say that I'm not familiar or I can't do it. And then you need to know all of the safety precautions that come around that job process. You don't just jump in things or jump in. And I've got Class B. I have CDLs. I wanted my Class A's, but I don't know why, just because I wanted them. But I couldn't back that truck up because every time I turned around, because I didn't know how to use my rearview mirrors real good, every time I turned around, I saw the back of the rear, and I'm like, I can't do this, So I just went and got my CDLs for my Class B, thanks to the city. I had them for many years with the city.
Okay.
But if you put me in a truck right now, I wouldn't remember what to do because it's been so long since I've driven one of those trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, at one time, my job required it, all of the supervisors had to have CDLs because we might have to driver air brakes trucks to deliver parts. But all of that process has changed. But I haven't been, but if my job required me to drive a truck again, before I got in that truck, I would want to have a refresher's training mm-hmm. on what to do on the PSIs and you know, doing my pre-trips. I already know what to do for the pre-trips. But we need to do that. We need to revisit that. So I'm saying to you guys, people that are driving vehicles, you need a spotter. Don't back that vehicle up thinking that you know what you're doing. You're seeing out the right and the left of your of the rearview mirrors or the outside mirrors. You still can't see directly behind you because all of our trucks don't have backup cameras, which if we had some new equipment, we could look at investing if we had the money for backup cameras, you know, okay. that the driver. But you got to use a spotter. And leaders out there should not be sending trucks out there without people that can spot and have, you know, a team on a crew going out there. Use your spotter. This is your responsibility, driver. You are responsible for that vehicle and your crew to get them out there and back safely. That is a role you got to remember to do. You got to know what is your safety calls and what is your safety processes for everything, every job that you do. Please remember to do that so that, you know, you can bring them home safely like they came to work safely. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then I got a conversation this morning that just shook my roof. You guys, listen, I got to lean into the camera and let me put on my glasses you know how serious I am with this one. Okay. She said, 16-year commercial vehicle veteran here, Lotta. Way to go. Exactly. Way to go. That's what I'm talking about. So if you get in a truck and I'm riding with you, you better let me know when you need me to spot you so me and you don't have to go down for a drug test because you don't ran in the back of somebody because you think you a 16-year veteran. But let me tell you something. I hear you, Trinity. But listen, employees. I got to laugh on this because this is, I can't even get it out. Because I just want to go smack somebody upside the head right now because I couldn't believe I was getting this from. And this was a commissioner calling me to tell me this because of, we're the union. And mm-hmm. he said, I need your help. And when he told me, I couldn't help but laugh because I couldn't believe it. But then again, you can.
Yes, you can.
Employee, when you getting in the vehicle and you know you got a drive cam, don't get your butt in that vehicle and unengage that dry cab. What is your problem? Are we serious? Cutting the wire, hiding and taking, just tearing up the whole drive cab? You're going to get fired.
You know you're going to get fired for that.
And why would you even look my way? I mean, I would be there to support you, but what can I say? Especially if they know that this drive cam has been removed. They can see you.
They can see you
when you're removing it. What's wrong with you all?
So, again, this is the citizens, I mean, the employees that we, this is the type of employee.
My mouth is wide open.
How it goes for both ends. It's both ends. It's no longer just management now. It's the employees too.
So you can understand that pace don't just take sides and just bulldog management. We also do what's right and fair with employees. Employees, stop it. Please. That saves your life. Let me tell you why it's important about that drive cam. And we will work with management if you got problems that they're just using it to pick on you or retaliate against you. But if you're doing the right thing, stay off the cell phones. Put on your seatbelt. Mm-hmm. That is the law, period, in the state of Georgia. Anyway, so you need to be doing that. And when you in these city vehicles, they are not your vehicles. They are the city's vehicles. And you need to adhere to the policy and procedure of that vehicle. They have drive cams in it. Drive cam is to save your life. Understand? We had some deaths many years ago from wrecks or stuff that the city was saying at one time it was the employee's fault, and the employee's family is saying it's the city's fault, and then some of the employees were saying their take on it to support the employee. But the bottom line, these employees died. And if we had a drive cam, we would have seen exactly what happened. So this can save your life. And it can also save you from a citizen that's not being fair and ran you off the road. It can save lives. But when you get in the truck, first thing you do is...
They just saw you like you saw her leaning.
They see you. I can't help it. I'm sorry, members, employees, but we got some fellow colleagues that just don't get it. So please help those. It's not a lot of them, but just those few can make us look bad. We're trying to be the best city in this country.
That's it.
So we need you to stop it, okay? Please stop it.
Adhere to your policies and procedures, because that's what PACE is pushing us to. If we're pushing for the management to adhere to them, it's the same thing that goes for the employees. Everybody has to, if we all learn to adhere to the policies and procedures that are already in place,
It'll go a lot smoother. And then it wouldn't be so, I wouldn't look crazy, or Ebony won't look crazy when we go before council and ask for some more money for you, or ask for all these special things that you want, because they will listen to us, because we're showing them we got a good group of employees that's doing the best they can do through this pandemic for the citizens of this city, for the administration, for the mayor, and for the city council. So you guys have got to get it together.
Please.
If you feel that you need some assistance or mental health, we got EAP I can refer you to.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we got, I'm not a mental health, you're not a therapist, but you can call me and just say, I need just to talk, and you can vent on me. I call you and vent.
Yeah.
We call each other and vent, because we can't call everybody and vent. And you got Blue Cross Blue Shield, or you got Kaiser, and Kaiser's got a good mental health program. But you trust me, I believe on that. They got a good mental health. And if you're a veteran, which I'm a veteran, you also got VA.
Yeah.
Now, they may be a little shabby, but I'm going to shout out for them anyway, because,
they try.
They're our colleagues.
They're using what they use.
But they've gotten better. They've gotten better, though. Yeah.
You have to. And even we tell, and I'm not going back to the dispatch thing, but again, most of these have gotten a $5 raise. You can't answer that phone and expect not to be ridiculed or talked to if you answer the phone. It's 911. What's the address of my? What'd you say? Oh, no, we ain't doing that.
What?
Let me see you for a second. Yes. So that's what you have to do. You have to. It's just a lot needs to be done everywhere in the city.
But we need to put the right people in the right places to lead. That, I take it right back. I'm sorry. I'm taking it right back to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get the right people to motivate and lead. We got a WSA Citywide Safety Committee that can't even get it together.
So,
go ahead. I'll wait. I'm not going to talk about them. I ain't going to talk about them. I wish I could lead that group.
But I don't understand. I get is why, if you see that there's a need here, here is a hole that needs to be fixed. Why do we just continue to put the board over it and then put a rug over it like this regular floor and nothing's wrong? Because when you lift it up, the hole is still there. Stop covering up the hole. Fix it from the bottom, whether it's going to take some time, whether it's going to hurt for a minute on your pockets or your staffing, whatever it is, fix the hole. You don't have to worry about covering anything up.
Just do the right thing.
That's it.
You got COVID, and the union is here to help you. And we'll try to negotiate or lobby or do whatever we need to do to get the right, people and talk to the right folks. But we got to do this as a team, you guys.
We have to.
Upper management, commissioners, administration, city council, employees, we got to do this together. We all got to band together. This is the greatest city that we live in, and I want to be proud of this city continuously. Mm-hmm. And I want people to look at Atlanta, and this is where they want to come. But we can't be hiring all these Joe Blow and Jacks and that just because, they retired.
We used to do it over here.
Okay, I get that, but this is city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's an elite
city, and we want to be the forefront. We don't want you coming over here from California trying to just share your ideas, but don't try to change us to meet California because we're not California.
You came from California here for a reason. That's we want to keep our reason that you came here.
Right. Why we hired you.
That's why we, exactly. So
learn us. You moving into our neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's negotiate.
Let's work on getting better. That's all.
So let's look at the chat before we get ready to close out.
All right.
But we got a lot, and we appreciate you guys. It's fun. We got some folks that's on listening to the radio.
So to our YouTube listeners, we've been chatting with y'all, but we're going to switch over here to Blog Talk and just see if some people want to speak. And with those that are on Blog Talk, once I click on you, it's going to tell you you're unmuted. If you want to talk, go ahead and talk. If you do not want to talk, it's fine. Just leave the air open. So this is going to be the first caller right here. It's going to tell you. How you doing? You want to speak with us today? Nope. All right. You on live with
Radio Connection.
Hello. Thank you. I was calling in to let you all know that I truly appreciate the open conversation about how it's safety is a whole team's responsibility. With I'm glad that you all pointed out and put an emphasis on human behavior involves error. We're all responsible for each other's safety. This is a much needed good positive conversation. I've enjoyed calling in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Benjamin Martin. I appreciate it. And for the bloggers out there that's listening a lot and seeing us live, they can't hear. And Ebony says she hadn't figured it out yet. So we're gonna we gotta figure this out later. Just giving us kudos for a wonderful platform. Talking about safety. And he is one of the people out of the administration office. So we appreciate every time he has the chance to come online and give us kudos. He does do the training for safety, and we really appreciate people that are expert in what they do. So, and we also, we appreciate all of the blogs that you are sending, excellent forum. Thank you, Smoke and Mirrors, and Greatest City on Earth. You're right. We're the greatest city on this earth. So we really appreciate everybody. And going forward next week, we will be back here one time. Smoke and Mirror, we appreciate you. We hope that you will provide back with us next week. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Week, I've had some officers to reach out, and they're talking about a point system. I'm not sure what this point system is, but I said that we will be finding out because they're not supposed to be using the point system. And what it sounds like to me is that the city, the supervisors and the lieutenants and the sergeants are having their units to pull over vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make 7 points. They have to just, it's 7 to 5 points or something like that. And that's not supposed to be.
I already got a problem with that because I can't even add.
Yeah.
You got figures and points coming up. They got
so I'm not sure. Like I said, once we get some more information on that, we're going to put it on blast as well because if you're not supposed to be doing it, why are you making these employees do that? And some of them are saying that if they don't make that point system, they switching their shift. They're going to an undesired shift. So it's becoming a problem.
Wow, that's a threat.
It is.
Don't threaten me. You
that's
can't make me. Do that's something I don't want to do.
If it's in the code and the policies, we need
to follow the codes and policies. That's what they're there for. If it needs to be revised, we need to dialogue and get it revised through HR, Department of Human Resources, and the administrations and the chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
All of these Jack, Biden, Black, whatever I want to say, whatever. I can't even get it out of my mouth. And I got to show, before we close out our show, I got to say one more thing. I got to reiterate. I got to get into this camera and reiterate. Leave the cameras alone, people. Please, leave the drive cams alone. If you got some issues with the drive cam that they're doing something wrong, bring it to the union. And, of course, you can always join PACE by reaching out to Ebony or reaching out to me. We are under City Web or your union stewards in your area. But don't do something crazy like pulling the plug, cutting the plug, snatching it, blocking it with this. They see you. Didn't you just see me reach up there to get it?
Yep.
Don't think those drive cams is on or not on. They're on.
And the city,
trust and believe.
The thing with the city of Atlanta is they have cameras, recordings everywhere. We've had even some of our operators. Well, it was so funny. She thought she was off the phone. We have little buttons on our phone. Sometimes they work because we work for the city. Sometimes they don't. This time it did not work. So the man, I listened to the call. I had to laugh. The man said, and it's over. The package is done. It's over. So let's talk about it. So the young man was saying that his vehicle was broken into or stolen, but then he was trying to explain his side because she was still talking. She thought she muted the phone, the call taker did. And you hear him, no, ma'am, I didn't say that I was a rapper because he was talking to somebody in the background. And she said, oh, this boy got his car stolen. He a rapper. He think he a rapper. And he in the background saying that he had studio time with something, right? And so she's thinking that the phone is muted. Oh, here we go. Here another rapper. Come out here, a rapper. And then he on the phone saying, no, ma'am, I'm not a rapper. I'm just saying. And she's like, she still didn't put together that he's responding to what you're saying because he can still hear you. Then she starts saying some real bad curse words because we couldn't remember his tag number. What so-and-so don't know. Oh, he listened. He was like, hello, ma'am. Am I being punked?
Wow.
No, she was.
No, did he have?
But she's still there.
Did she have tag? Did he have tenant windows?
I'm not going to go with this on tenant windows. I don't know about his tenant windows. This was last week's story.
You said rapper.
But that employee, unfortunately, she's still there. And she should be out. But before we go, I do want to end on a nice
note. Oh, we got to. Here we go. Her
y'all know I'm not mushy. But I got home yesterday, and this was in my mailbox. It was in the car. And it's a little thank you card from Gina. This is Gina, if you don't know. And it just says, I want to say thank you personally for just, I'm going to summarize it, for being the greatest person in the whole wide world. That was to me.
Yeah.
So that was.
Even though we have some black and white issues, she's still the greatest person. In
yellow
the
and brown issues, she really is not.
I'm pecan tan.
Pecan
that's what they call me in school.
You know
pecan
what?
Tan.
I'm
you know they call me Mountain Dew. I don't understand Mountain Dew. Am I yellow?
You're a little yellow. You can
be
a little yellow.
Well.
Like some people can just be sour.
I love the yellow.
Yeah.
But I love them. Stand out. But anyway, thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you. We had a great time.
I enjoyed it as always because she always feeds me. So because she know that's when I get to talking my junk when I'm full.
She call and say, are you eating before or after?
Because I need to eat before. But you should have heard her before we got on here. Oh, my God. Burping like a sailor.
They already know me.
Okay.
Most of them know me already.
I'm glad she didn't. I had to put her in timeout. She said Mountain Dew or Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow, I think that was what it was, T. Trinity. You from old school. If you said Mellow Yellow, that's where they go. Mellow Yellow. But anyway, I still like that Mellow Yellow. I like that.
Every now and
then. So you call me Mellow Yellow. I think that'll be my blog name, Mellow Yellow. Radio Connection with Pace, Mellow Yellow. Listen, we had a blast today.
Yes, we did.
We want you to stay safe. Don't forget, look at the Godzilla and Kong.
Please do. It was great.
Great. And listen to the song, Keep Your Head to the Sky. Oh, real quick.
What?
I forgot. Hey, you guys, don't forget, try to get the Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire battle on Versus VR. It's on YouTube. Just put in Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire. Listen. Oh, my God, I was crying, and I was up, and I was, you know, 1 minute they came out with, you know, there's no battle. Both of them were great, but my favorite, because I'm a, you know, I play instrument, I like instrumentation more than the horn, is Earth, Wind, and Fire, only because of the musicality of it. But both of them, when he came out, when the Isley Brothers came out with, hello. Hello. Oh, I melted like that. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. And he looked good to be 80 years
old.
That's
what I kept hearing everybody say.
Oh, he looks good to be 80 years old.
I
date him. But then Earth, Wind, and Fire came out there with Birdine with that bass, like, you know, doing all of this. And then, do you remember?
Now, that's my
and Keep Your Head to the Sky. That's the song of the week. You all be safe out there. Remember, you are with Radio Podcast.
Radio Connections with Pace.
And you're live on YouTube. And as soon as we get better at this, she got a bright light. She's doing good, so we can see
us
better.
Yeah, you can see us a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fan.
And once we get a subscription and we get some donations, we can get a studio. We can get real good. You know, with the microphones hanging down. Oh, well, anyway, that's hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
And
thank
we will
you,
be on
you.
Next week talking about again from 1 to 2. Let your fellow comrades know. We love you too. Smoke and mirrors and keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Stay safe.
You did that last week, remember?
Yeah. Keep hope. That somebody just sent me that, dude. Keep hope alive. So you guys be safe from COVID. If you got to take the vaccine, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do whatever you need to do, whatever you feel like doing. Be safe.
And to any of our 311, we didn't bring them up.
Any
of those 311 listeners that are out there, remember to document. And that's just
mm-hmm.
for anybody.
Yes.
Anything that's going on in your department, documentation is what
mm-hmm.
we need.
Mm-hmm.
Documentation.
And we got you back. So we'll be talking to you again soon. You guys have a great week.
Until
next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a good one. It was nice.
Radio Connections with Pace is
signing out.